Welcome to JFK Spotlight on Health. This is where we highlight the groundbreaking work being done at JFK University Medical Center in Edison. It's part of the Hackensack Meridian Health Network. I'm Joel Katz, and joining me today, we have a pair of folks, normally just one, but now we've got two today from JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute, more specifically, the Vocational Rehabilitation Program. We have Bert Corman, who is the outgoing clinical manager, and we've got Christina Grasso-Brea, clinical supervisor, successor to the department manager in March. Good morning to both of you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you for having us.
Let's start with, you two are both members of the staff. Now, we should point out that Christina has been there for a very long time. Bert has been there since the beginning.
Well, not quite. I got to tell you, the history is over 40 years, which, was started by our founding director, it was Harriet Findlay, who has since passed on but left a tremendous legacy here, which is now about 42 or 3 years old. We're not certain, but I'm here 22 years. So Christina actually predates me.
Oh, okay. She started before you. But you are heading out and Christina's coming in March.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. We got that clarified. So tell us about, we know about the two of you a little bit. What about the rest of your staff?
Okay. So as we'll be describing in a few moments how our program works, I just wanted to give a little bit of a background in the type of people that we employ that make it all happen. So in addition to the leadership, which is, the supervisor and the manager of the department, we have a team of vocational rehabilitation counselors who are all master's level prepared, certified individuals in rehabilitation counseling. And then we also have an OT and an OT assistant on our team. And we also have a group of vocational assistants. We also have an instructor for our computer training program, and one of the most vocal and, prolific individuals is our department secretary, Sally, who is always the first person that people talk to when they call into the program.
And that's who I spoke with when I called for this interview.
That's correct.
Okay. She's very nice and prolific.
In addition to that, we consult with our speech and hearing department to provide social skills groups for the high school students that are in our program.
Okay. So now we know about how the staff runs. Let's talk about the program itself. Again, this is the JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute. It's the Vocational Rehabilitation Program. Can you give us a brief history of the 40 years or so?
All right. Well, the purpose of the program is to help people who have a disability or a challenge of some sort that is causing them problems in the world of work. So it's either inhibiting their ability to work at all, or in some cases, people may experience an injury or an illness that may affect their work life. And our program has always been, from its founding days, here to help individuals to learn about, for those who are going to work for the first time, what to expect. And for those who may be in a career change mode because of their condition, what options they may have that's different from what they're no longer able to do. So it really is focused on individuals who have had challenges that were sometimes brought on from birth, some things like cerebral palsy, injury. Could be any number of, orthopedic or physical injuries that people experience, or illnesses that people get. Sometimes people get long-term diseases like, multiple sclerosis or things like that. Mm-hmm. And then people also have various other conditions that may be from emotional, could be cognitive, learning disabilities. I mean, it's a very, very broad range of people that we are equipped to receive and to assist.
Now, can you give us a specific example of somebody, not by name, obviously, but somebody who came there and, you know, what they went through and how and where they ended up?
So there was a young man who came to us that had a visual impairment. He lost his sight over time, so he was a head chef at a very important restaurant, and over time he was losing his sight, and he came to us to try to find out what other skills, what transferable skills he would have that could translate to another position that he could hold long term. So in addition to high school students, we also work with the Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired and the Division of Vocational Rehab. As Bert mentioned, there are times when someone may get hurt on a job or may have gone through depression or may need, may have anxiety about working in a certain place and may need to look at those skills that they have and transfer that to another type of workplace. And the hospital allows us to have them work in various departments and explore different areas that may, turn out to be something that they could get a job in the future. So,
yeah, so just to finish up on that particular individual, is that so instead of being a knife handling individual in a kitchen, perhaps more of the business end of operating in a restaurant, like a purchasing or clerking as the supply person for a larger facility like a hospital, school, or other setting.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So that's just one example of the very many, and actually we could sit here for days on end and go through hundreds and hundreds of very successful situations that we've had, but I'd like to, what Christina was alluding to with the vocational evaluation, that is really the jump-off point for everyone that we work with.
Mm-hmm.
So we work with high school kids that are referred from, at present, a dozen different school districts in our surrounding counties, and we also receive young adults and sometimes not-so-young adults from the State Division of Vocational Rehabilitation or the Commission for Blind and Visually Impaired. Everybody who comes to us sits with our professional vocational evaluators and go through a series of tests that measure things like their interests, their aptitudes, the abilities that they have, the values that they have, and a number of ways that we can measure things like their academic abilities and other scores, because then they have to make recommendations for those individuals. What are they capable of either doing, or in the case of what an aptitude is what are they capable of learning?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people don't always know what their inherent abilities are. We all have our gifts. I, for example, am horrible at math. Not really great with doing mathematics and calculations and things like that. So, I get other people to do that part of the job. So the vocational evaluation basically highlights what are the strengths that a person has, and then the planning begins. They make recommendations perhaps for a training program,
mm-hmm.
Perhaps for a specific job, or maybe there are things that they need to work on to develop some other skills before they actually embark on working. So that's usually a fairly short-term intervention that we provide that occurs really only within a week or two.
And I would imagine a lot of people come in there and then they leave with, you find out what they're good at or what their strong suit is, and they didn't come in there thinking that. And they end up going off and doing something that they really might enjoy but didn't imagine themselves ever doing.
That often happens, and you know, in a short time, like 5 or 10 days that we provide this service, you know, they could need some additional exploration and training, and our counselors provide that to them in an extended program. So they might come back here for what's called a career development program and be able to explore some of those right on the campus here, or in some of our mentorship areas as well. And what that looks like is that someone would come in for additional 20, 40, or 60 days, depending on what they would need, and work with a counselor in exploring all of these areas and be placed out on these work sites where they could talk to someone who's doing that job. They can go and explore the training programs while they're with us and really go through what are the pluses and minuses of working in that type of position and really kind of test it out while you're here and not have to go through a whole training program and then decide that you really don't like something. So that's what is wonderful about this program, is it really allows you to test out some of those recommendations in the end, you know, because they might be excited to go off and then they don't know what to do with those recommendations.
Right. This is JFK Spotlight on Health, and we're speaking with Bert Korman and Christina Grasso Brea. They are from the Vocational Rehabilitation Program at JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute. Now, you mentioned, Christina, about the development program, the career development program, and you have a couple different ones, but one for high schoolers. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. The career development program for high school students starts very similar in an evaluation phase of the program. And, you know, sometimes students look at me and they're like, oh, I have to go through more testing, really? And it's a little different than what you would test in school. So like Bert was talking about, you know, students may not like to have to take a math test or an English test. And a lot of our testing is on the computer. It looks like a video game. It will tell us whether someone has really good spatial skills to be able to work somewhere like, you know, in a shipping or receiving department. We have some that are, that, you know, have moving parts that would tell us whether someone could work somewhere that would require some other hands-on type skills. So they're more vocational type tests than what you would see in a school setting. And when they see these types of tests, the one actually looks like it's an eye-hand-foot coordination test, and it looks more like a labyrinth, and it looks like a fun game, but it gives the vocational evaluator a lot of information on what the student's abilities may be. And then what we say to them is, okay, after you're done with those few days, then we're going to try to test out different areas throughout the hospital and different work sites, and you get to pick the work sites and let us know what you're interested in checking out while you're here. And then that, you know, might turn into a longer-term placement if it's something that they really like to do. They're also paid employees of the hospital at that point. So we put this on payroll here, and that allows them to gain work experience and learn about budgeting with our occupational therapists and learn about what everything on that paycheck means. So we have groups that explain that to the students. So not only are they here to explore, they're also learning about the world of work in that sense, like gaining a paycheck and gaining the skills of working with other people on a work site, and what does it mean when your supervisor gives you feedback and you have to take that feedback and make changes. And they also work with a counselor during their program and an occupational therapist. So
that can lead to a job at the hospital, a permanent job?
Well, That sometimes it does.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as I mentioned before, we work with 12 different school districts. So we have people from near and far who come here. I would just like to add that, yes, on occasion, Joel, some of our clients do get jobs here because our motto really is that we put our money where our mouth is. We believe in what we do. We believe in the people that we serve. And if we're going to say a person's going to be good at this and they are the best qualified person for a job here, we have a lot of people who work in this hospital who started out coming to this department mm-hmm. over the decades.
But if not at the hospital, they'll get a job somewhere. This is the reason for the program.
Yeah, that's correct. Because I'd like to finish the thought about the high school students for our listeners.
Okay.
Because I think it's also important for them to get an understanding of how they can get to us. So it's really important that the families that may have a student that has a challenge, a disability, they are typically served by the special education in their home school district. They would have a case manager or a learning disabilities teacher or some other professional that works with them in the school environment. So the referral to our programs comes from the school. So they make a referral to us, and then we meet with the students. They come in and they tour. They see the program, and then the school and the family would make a decision. Is this a good pathway for their student to follow? And typically, the starting age is probably close to that 17 years of age. And, you know, students with disabilities are often also under federal regulations allowed to continue on in their high school years up until the age of 21 if they need an additional leg up on getting on a firm footing for their careers in the future. So we do serve young people up to the age of 21.
Okay, and then so let's just jump right into the other career development program, and that is for adults, and that would be for 21 and over, 18 and over.
Generally, yes, but not necessarily. Sometimes school districts may graduate their students at the age of 18 or perhaps 19. And then the natural flow of services for people with challenges after high school is the state, the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, which has an office located in just about every county in New Jersey. So that is the first stop. If anybody is an adult who has finished high school and is interested in our program, it's okay to call us for information, but we're going to recommend that they go to their local DVRS office, and we'd be happy to share that, or people can easily Google that online today. And then it is up to that counselor at the DVR offices that would then refer them back to us, and then we pick up where we left, what we were talking about earlier, going through a vocational evaluation first. For some people, that's enough. Probably half of the people that we do the evaluation with move on, and then they get other services from the state. Approximately half of the people that we see are referred back to us for the career development program on a much shorter basis. They generally don't get any more than 60 days in the program here, which translates to 3, 4, maybe 5 months at times that they come in and go through the experiences that Christina was describing mm-hmm. earlier, having vocational counseling and being able to explore in a paid work experience other occupations that they can observe or even try out in many cases here at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about the computer application training program, another program you have there.
Okay, so the computer applications training program teaches the basics of Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Access. And what's different about our program is it's a self-paced program, and we provide accommodations that the student may have, either in, you know, they have trouble reading, or they may have trouble focusing, or they may need additional repeated instructions. And with our instructor being, you know, 1 to 3 or 1 to 4 students in the class at a time, you have that individualized instruction, and you're able to ask questions, and, you know, if you get stuck on something, you know, she's right there and able to get you through. So it's very individualized and self-paced, and it teaches the skills that you would need to work in an office setting. So there's also a keyboarding program that's part of it, and the students do receive a certificate at the end of the program. Many times when someone's in our career development program, if they're interested in working in an office environment and they need additional training, we would send them over to our Talmadge Road facility. We're located at 65 James Street, right in the main JFK campus, mm-hmm. and the computer training program is over on Talmadge Road. So we may send them over for a day a week to learn to, you know, type better, to learn about, you know, how to use email, how to use Excel or Word if that's something that they're going to be using for their position in the future. And DVR it can also send somebody there just for the program.
Yeah, and I'd like to just add that we also are an approved site for another state division called the Division of Developmental Disabilities, mm-hmm. Which is a separate service. And this is the only service that we are approved for with that. It's commonly known as the DDD. And individuals under that service by the state receive a budget to help them to go through personal and workforce development things, and they can use that budget to attend the training that we provide, which, you know, there is a minimal reading level that a person does need to have. Mm-hmm. Generally, somebody has to be about in a sixth grade reading level or close to that, because it is based in a textbook. But, you know, we do provide a tremendous amount of supports for them to do their learning in the Microsoft Office environment there.
And you've done a lot of wonderful things throughout the years. Again, the 40-year history, the two of you have been there for a very long time. But let's talk about, and we just have about a minute or two left, if we can talk about the future plans, the expansion that is being planned at the Rehabilitation Institute.
You want to take that?
Sure, I'll take it.
Take it.
We're part of now 17 hospitals here at Hackensack Meridian University Hospital. And what we're looking at is expanding our mentorship programs, the businesses into those 17 hospitals, the experiences that we're able to provide for our participants in the program. So that's where we're headed into the, you know, the near future is okay. Expanding this, branching out into Perth Amboy Hospital, Old Bridge. We, like Bert said, we have students from all over the state. So there are times that we've, you know, worked with some of our other up at Hackensack all the way down to Jersey Shore area. So we're hoping to expand our program into those areas as well and send our counselors down to work more locally with, you know, so that when they do get a job, they have something local that they could put on their resume.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both so much. Bert Corman, outgoing clinical manager, and Christina Grasso-Brea, clinical supervisor and successor to department manager, coming this March from JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute's home of the vocational rehabilitation program. Thank you for taking the time to speak this morning.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you.
For more information, go to jfkmc.org, or for a podcast of this show, you can go to foxsportsradionewjersey.com. JFK Spotlight on Health is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. Keep getting better. I'm Joel Katz, and we'll talk again next week.